Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, is it a turnoff to be funny and a woman?
So you woke up when I was coming for your spot.
Is it fun? Anyway. And also, Patreon supporters, thank you so much, Patrick McMurray, Rosario Solano, and our latest inductee to the shout-out game, Max Iglesias. Thank you so much for all the support. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do this without you. You motivate us to keep doing this, and we appreciate you so much. If you're interested in our Patreon, we have tiers up to just a dollar as far as contributions. It is patreon.com/realtalklovetherapy. Thank you all so much.
So yes, we have added a bonus to our $10 tier. If you pledge $10 to us, we will now give you the opportunity to submit ideas to us for a viewer's choice episode. We saw that a lot of people were very interested in kind of trying, and a lot of people were very interested in being able to influence the course of the conversations that we have, and so we thought that that would make a great addition to our $10 tier. So if you are interested in shaping the conversations that we have and kind of suggesting and putting ideas in the running for conversations that we have, you can head on over to Patreon and pledge your support today.
And we're all doing this together. We're all making dope stuff, and we want you to be a part of this process. So that's just another cool way for all of us to be in this Real Talk community. So thanks. Who suggested this?
Bailey. So thank you, Bailey, for suggesting this idea. Bailey gave us a very, very in-depth letter. So, without ado, I'm going to try and give an abridged version of it. But basically, Bailey wrote into us and she told us that she was a comedian and a sketch writer, and she has spent most of her life using comedy as a shield, or rather as a coping mechanism. And it was interesting. So she mentioned our Love Languages episode, and she said that there was something that Eli mentioned that struck her, which doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
She said the one thing, or she said that Eli said, the one thing men don't want to be perceived as is weak. And then I had to pause to write this because I was completely struck like a bolt of lightning. Neither do women. So she would love to get our thoughts on how men use outward shields such as shit-talking to be deemed as strong. They protect their feelings to be strong. However, women use our superpowers such as our ability to create and express ourselves to be strong. We put our feelings forward to feel empowered rather than protect them. So she was pretty much curious about whether or not is it attractive or unattractive when a woman is funny.
That was an interest. I mean, I feel like there's multiple different topics and things you could talk about with that letter and what she said. But I guess on the level of are women allowed to be funny? I don't know if that's any correlation to what she said before
to be
that.
Funny.
Is there any correlation to what she was saying prior to that? Like, is that her mechanism of who she is, or?
So she was basically saying that. So she sent us a tweet that was talking about men just doing an episode on men not finding funny women attractive.
Okay, gotcha. Let's unpack this. So there are certain things when it comes to ladies and their skills or who they are or what it is. Now, I'm not saying this is who I am or what I'm about. I'm just giving you from this POV.
I just feel like you're about
to I'm not about to drop some bullshit. I'm trying to throw out as much POV as I can from the grand scale of what is a male identity. She's wondering that, and I'm agreeing with her. There's some truth to what she's saying.
Okay.
Mind you, there are people that may, there's probably some men listening, and it's like, I find women, I think funny women are awesome, which is great. But I feel like to answer the question of the people that may not, there's certain things about a woman that I feel like people don't care about that if the roles were reversed, it'd be different. So a perfect example, a friend of mine is a musician.
Okay.
And she knows multiple different instruments, and she's a very talented singer and all these other things. But and she's at concerts, and she goes to like small venues and performs. And she tells me that it's hard to date. It's hard to find a guy because no one cares that she can play like six instruments. Like she said she looks more like a music nerd than like say a guy with an acoustic guitar playing, and they're all seen as attractive.
I know.
Because the role's not reversed. You see the guy with the guitar, long hair, he looks, you know, dreamy, sexy, but the same lady doing that, it's not the same thing. Like, is she attractive? That's what I'm looking at. Not necessarily like, oh, she is a musician, that's cool. If I'm not a musician, that's not something that I'm gonna get wooed by. Unless it's like super dope punk rock, because I'm kind of a music buff, but that's what that reminds me of the funny thing, where it's like, it's just because you could play six instruments isn't necessarily something that I get wooed by or something that's massively attractive. Like, and I think if someone is like a comedian or a comic who is funny, it's not necessarily a thing that hurts you, maybe, but it doesn't help you. It's not like, oh, she's super funny and hilarious, so. And she's a comic, and she, you know, writes jokes and stuff. It's not one of the things like, oh, man, that's hot. Like, it's weird. I don't know. I feel like, because it kind of hits on what I said before, is that, like, I want a lady that thinks I'm funny because I feel like there's this kind of, like, male role that needs to be had, or the guy's the silly one, the guy's the funny one, the guy's making the jokes, and the girl's laughs like, you're so dumb.
So
it's like you don't see that other way around. And it is kind of a form of, like, confident building, kind of like strength building to be able to be that funny person.
Because to me, that just sounds like the woman is like an accessory. And it's just kind of like, you know, she's there just to kind of like point at you and be like, oh my gosh, you're so ridiculous. And like, as you bring it up, like, you know, being funny is a confidence builder. So then, you know, for women, I think it can be frustrating because I think, as Bailey was saying, like, comedy is something that is her superpower. It's what she feels confident doing. But then it's hard if that then deters her from being able to, for her to find guys that find her attractive because mm-hmm. she's funny.
You know, there's this thing. I feel like it goes back to, like, the caveman days of, like, sticking your chest out and, like, pounding the chest. Like, I think a form of being funny and being the funny guy, and it's kind of like you're the alpha pack, like you want, mm-hmm. and it's a form of that, of puffing your chest out, of being funny and telling jokes. If like, if I could be the guy, like I would be with like my ex and we would go on trips and I would just be like, just funny. Like I would be the guy that would crack jokes in the elevator and everyone laughs and she's like, you're so dumb. And I know that I feel superior. I feel cool. I feel like I own the room. I feel like comedy is a sense of doing that. And I think it's a way to puff your chest out to win the ladies. I know that's my move, is that, you know, I may not be the tallest, I may not have the biggest muscles, but I pride myself on my sense of humor, and that is a way to court women. And I feel like that is a common thing with men, whereas if a lady is funnier or bigger and or has these things, that can make them feel inferior. So maybe that's the case. I don't know.
I just feel like...
I'm breaking it down too. I'm thinking this is what it is.
I just think that it's nuts that, like, you know, we're supposed to be here and be wooed by the fact that guys are so good at things. But then the minute you meet a girl that's better than you at something, it's now intimidating and thus unattractive. Because then it makes it seem like we can never be good at something.
There is a low, I'm not saying that's the universal rule or line. I mean, I feel like that is a level of insecurity that a man deals with. Like,
and I get that. Like, I just think that, like, it's so frustrating because I think women are constantly trying to deal with their insecurities on a daily basis, whereas, like, I don't think men feel any sort of pressure to deal with their insecurities and instead kind of exert their insecurities on us. Like, I get how it can be an insecurity to, you know, want to be the funny guy, to own the room. Everybody wants to own the room. But I think to what Bailey is saying is that it just doesn't seem like there's any world in which it's appropriate for women to own the room and then still get a partner out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're battling like years and years and years and years of shit, you know?
No,
it's from their, like, our grandparents' perspective. You got the old timid, quiet grandma and the fucking bachelor bro back in the day. It's like, it's almost like we're the ones that are supposed to be that. I mean, you look at any, like, sitcom, family sitcom or something, it's always this funny dad, and the mom is like, well, you better stop doing that, and the dad's the funny, like, comedic driven person in any, like, family sitcom or cartoon or whatever else. You have Homer, you have Peter Griffin, you have
but these are all shows that are mainly being run by men, which makes sense as to why. And I think to Bailey's point, like, I think that now as we're thinking about the future and, like, you know, reevaluating these stereotypes or these positions, like, I think Bailey's trying to carve out this space of, like, how she wants to be the Peter Griffin of the family. And is that a possibility? Is there somebody that will take her being the Peter Griffith and you know, maybe the husband being the Lois?
And, well, that's the hard thing. That's the interesting thing, right? When you think about it, is that, like, what if Marge acted like Homer? You would just think she's the most irresponsible mother ever.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like, it's bullshit.
Like, Homer doesn't need to have the responsibility. He can, like, mess things up. But if Marge is that kind of inferior person, it's like, wow, what kind of mother is this? I feel like just TV goers across America would be just disgusted by the TV show, you know?
But then I'm curious as to, so here's my thing. Because I always bring, I will never forget, and you know, I think there are many reasons as to why Hillary didn't win, and I don't want to get too deep into politics, but I will never...
Pokemon Go to the polls! That's why she had fire-ass lines like that. How did she not... I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
But I will say, I think one of the most frustrating things was, like, hearing, I believe it was T.I., who was just kind of like, you know, Hillary couldn't be president because, you know, then she'd get on her period and, you know, she'd be too emotional to, like, run the country and blah, blah, blah. And I just feel like I've never understood, this is always my thing, it's like, so how come y'all can run a country and yet y'all can't handle the fact that your girlfriend could be funnier than you? Like, I just don't understand, because that just seems like the utmost emotion of emotions. And I just, I don't know.
I mean, if they can't even handle the funny thing, they sure as hell can't handle the presidency. Like, they can't stomach that.
And yet
that
y'all
fact.
Have been the president. So that's my thing. I'm just always like, how did we get here? Like,
I mean, you're close. It was pretty close.
But I think that it's so interesting to be talking about these things, because, again, like, you know, and I appreciate how vulnerable you can be sometimes, but, like, I just think that it can be hard because most men are dealing with all these very intense insecurities, but then not talking about it and subjecting all of the women in their lives to the issues of them not talking about it. But then somehow we're the over-emotional creatures that don't know how to handle our emotions and thus can't be doing things like running countries.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing, right? I feel like guys just are like, I feel like it comes back to the years and years of just practice of just having shit and throwing it under there. And then one of the things you bury all that insecurity with is that comedy, or is that machis, or is all those other things that you're really good at just packing it in there and not talking about it. Like, I mean, that's a defense mechanism for me. Like, I would admit that, like, if I cracking jokes or whatever else. I don't know. I feel like, well, the back and forth of the emotional thing, I think it goes back into just, like, if we get, I don't know, every time I want to say that to a partner, it's always if we're getting into, like, an argument and she just wants to talk for 2 hours straight. And I just want to get from point A to B and just move on with my goddamn life. But she wants to talk more. So, and that's the all forever joke that you'll always, the slapstick joke of, like, oh, my wife just wants to keep talking about feelings. And I just want to bowl with the boys. But I don't know. I think in this space, as far as comedy goes, I mean, we're in an era of, like, pushing the envelope. As far as, like, female identity, as far as, you know, like, the shows that are coming out that would never see the light of day in, like, the 90s. Like, we're definitely in the golden era of television, and there's some definite
female representation in that. But I, based off this conversation, I would love to see a Homer-like character as the wife. Like, that would be kind of wild. And it goes back to, like, that whole motherly stuff.
Well, I wonder, I mean, not to, to bring her up, because I didn't really watch Roseanne, but was she kind of that?
Yeah. She wasn't, like, she was still, I feel like she was still responsible. She was more just, like a badass, like, just smoke a cigarette, do whatever you want kind of deal. I don't know.
Yeah, but I do think that that brings up a very interesting, like, when you bring up the Homer Marge comparison, that, you know, women who are kind of irresponsible in that way are seen as ditzy and not something to, I don't want to say idolize, but not something that you should glamorize or not something that you should emulate. Whereas, like, you know, as women, we're just supposed to stomach the fact that, like, you know, guys don't listen to us or guys don't want to talk about their feelings or what? See, this is exactly what I'm saying.
They don't, like, want to talk about their feelings. We talk, well, yeah, that's great, but not for like 16 hours straight, please.
Nobody's trying to do that. But, like, anyway, my point is that I just feel like there are certain things that I feel like women are supposed to stomach, and it's how do I say this? Like, I do think that it would be very interesting to see that Homer Marge comparison or that switcheroo, because we don't necessarily see women being irresponsible, or when women are seen as irresponsible, it's never seen in a funny way. It's seen in a very ditzy, not something to emulate kind of way. And I'm so curious as to why that is, because it's like, it can be really annoying. Like, at a certain point, it's not funny that your boyfriend, like, isn't listening to you. Like, it's only funny for so long. And then at a certain point, it's like, why the fuck aren't you listening to me? Or, like, why the fuck can you take the trash out? Or why the fuck are we in this, like, crazy situation that Homer would get them in, right? Yet we're always supposed to see that as funny. And it's almost kind of, it's interesting bringing this up because I think about my last relationship. Actually, there are a few relationships I've had this issue with where, like, you know, you could tell that the guy, you know, felt relegated to be that, like, funny person, but, like, it just didn't. So I guess the perfect example would be, so with my last boyfriend, he would do this thing where whenever I brought up something that was mildly uncomfortable, he would kind of revert into a joke to relieve the tension. And so there were times where I was like, okay, whatever. But then there were other times where I was just like, no, now is not the time to be funny. I'm not taking this. And, like, I just think it's so interesting how guys, it's so easy for guys to be able to revert to comedy in times of tension. And how, like, I just feel like there's a certain time in which things can be funny, and there's a certain time, like, I just feel, I'm trying to figure out where the connector is in that. But I do feel like it's because, like, it's so, it was so easy for him and other guys that I knew to revert into that because it's such a male thing to do. Whereas I'm sure, I just feel like if a guy was coming at me with some serious stuff and I tried to make a joke out of it, he would look at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes, it depends on the conversation. If he's the one that knows, if you're pissed at me, and I'm like, oh, shit, okay, how am I going to remedy this? And I feel like an option is comedy. But, I don't know. That's because I don't want to. Why are you? Stop being mad at me. So let me try to crack a joke. So,
well, I guess it's
still angry
because it makes me think. Like, in some ways, like, I kind of think, I feel like when men are angry, we're supposed to kind of respect it.
You can do whatever you want. Oh, I mean,
I don't know. I just don't think that it's very common, or it would be something that would be seen as plausible to see a man be mad and a woman crack a joke at it. I feel like it would, that woman would then be seen as disrespectful, versus when a woman is really pissed and a guy cracks a joke, it's like, oh, come on, take a joke, you know, that was funny, bloody blah blah.
I can't help but feel like either way the person's gonna be just deadpan. Like, so my ex pissed me off super goddamn bad one time, and I was with all her friends and we're about to go on this boat trip. And she pissed you off, and then I'm like, okay, everyone, let's get on the boat. And I'm like, I'm angry. I can't talk about it because we're on this tiny boat. I'm with her friends, and I just have to swallow this now through the whole trip. And she knows I'm pissed, and she's, you know, trying to play cool and stuff and joke around. And I'm just like, I tried my best to be cool because it was the first time meeting the friends. But anyway, I sat with that for like a couple hours, and I finally got to the hotel, and I was like, look, you said this, and this pissed me off, and I'm really upset by that because I was just holding it in for the last 2 hours. And then she was just kind of making light of it and cracking jokes. And I got to, I was like angry about that. I'm like, no, you ain't gonna, no, this is not the time or place for that. This is not jokey time. This is, I'm actually really pissed off. Because if they crack a joke and then you you fall into that, I feel like you're it's discrediting, or it's not, they're not realizing how upset you are. So, and you could tell they're like uncomfortable with themselves. I think it's a level of uncomfort. And then that might fall into the whole male thing of they're dealing with their insecurities, because it's like she was saying with the superpower, where men have these defense mechanisms where it's like, yeah, it's uncomfortable to deal with that shit. Like, and she wasn't really good at having those conversations or confrontation in general, so she reverted to that kind of comedy. Because, and then I'm at a point in my life where I can be very direct and just nip it in the butt and let you know, like, I'm still gonna be pissed for a little bit, but I'm gonna chillax. But I just need you to let you know where I was coming from, and you know, hear what you have to say about that. But and I saw that because it was interesting, because she wasn't experienced in that. So she reverted to trying to find comedy or make light of it, or something else. Even when we broke up, she was cracking jokes. It was so strange. She was like in tears making jokes, and it didn't make any goddamn sense. I was like, what's going on? So it might be just a lack.
Well, I definitely think it's a discomfort thing. Like, I definitely think that people crack jokes when they're uncomfortable. But I just think that, when I think about it from a more of a societal lens, like, I don't know, I can't help but feel like a lot, like, or even when I think about in my relationship, like, you know, I always felt like my boyfriend found me the funniest when I would be, like, really honest.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm not being funny. I'm being legit. Please pick up your shit. But see, like, that's, like, funny for some reason, and I'm just like, I feel like it's always when, and maybe it's not necessarily a gendered thing, but maybe it's when someone's being really serious. It's for some reason it's seen as like funny, and maybe that's because you're trying to avert the tension. But I just happen to feel like a lot of the times, if I was frustrated or mad, I just hated that feeling of feeling like it was always a joke, because and maybe this is a me thing, but I always felt like if someone ever came to me with an air of like, I really, this is like serious, or like I'm mad or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay, let's deal with this.
Right. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I think it depends who you are in that experience. So like, per the question, can women be funny? I think they can. But I feel that there is this level of inferiority of the person that you may be with. So that's why it's probably hard dating as a funny lady. Like, I know I probably wouldn't date a comedian unless they're super cool. Like, on paper, if you say they're a comedian, I might swipe left. Like, and this is me not knowing who they are, what they're about. But if it was a Tinder thing popped up and I had to swipe right or left, I might swipe left for a lot of reasons. If you're in the industry, the kind of general rule is if they have a headshot, swipe left. That's a real ass thing. But because in a certain sense, it's like, I mean, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I dated women that were amazing singers, like they're amazing musicians, singers, and way more talented than me in that space. And it just, I didn't.
But the thing
care.
Is that you don't want to be a singer, and so, but like, so I feel like, I don't know if that's necessarily an apt. I think it might have turned off.
Oh, the camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's necessarily an apt comparison, because like you said, every guy wants to be the funny guy in the room. So then it's like, why do you think necessarily, like if you saw a comedian, what would make you want to swipe left outside of the headshot factor?
Yeah, because it's, yeah, it doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't, like I said, it's not something that makes you more attractive. Like the guy with the guitar versus the girl with the guitar thing. It doesn't make it any more attractive or intrigues me. And then, It's the sense where, yeah, you're...
Well, the thing is that I don't think... I mean, I think to Bailey's point, it's that she's not doing comedy to be seen as more attractive. She's
no, not at
all.
She's
doing it because, like, she likes it. And so, but I think what she's saying is that she has this issue of, like, it's something that she likes. It's something that, you know, she wants to let people know, but that maybe for some reason the men that she's happening to come across don't find her attractive for it. And so I think that that's more so... The root of it is that why is that not seen as something desirable?
Yeah, I don't know. I like, well, I think it's, yeah, that's the case. It's like guys want to be the funny one. Guys want to have that superiority. Guys need to, like, if you're the funny one, you control the room. You control the space, and it's a level of, it's something that you're used to having. And I don't know. It's. I'm trying to think in like in another space.
Because I mean, you bring up controlling, and I just think it's that, like, again, like women aren't like it's just it can be very hard to feel like you have to choose between being good at something and then finding a partner, and I think to Bailey's point, it's like guys don't necessarily have to make that same compromise. Like, guys are allowed to be the best comedian in the room or the best guitar player or whatever. And maybe that's more of a, it's interesting than on the flip side as women, like, why do we give them that level of attractiveness? Why is it that we then, if a guy is really funny or a guy is like a great guitar player, but then I don't know, it's frustrating because I do think, because I think that if you're good at something, like, I don't understand how that couldn't not be or how that impacts your desire to them, you know what I mean? Like, if I were dating someone that was a great guitar player, like, sure, I probably wouldn't be dating them because they're a guitar player, but that wouldn't necessarily knock them for me either.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's the case where, like, if you're really funny and crack jokes, what kind of comedian are you? Are you the one that's, like, always trying to crack jokes, or are you the one that just has a good sense of humor? Because I could date a girl with a good sense of humor. If we have the same sense of humor and you find the right comedic timing and we're vibing off each other and going back and forth, that's hot. But if you're, like, throwing material my way, then I'm just going to get annoyed. I don't know. It's like a weird theater kid. It's like, just stop singing Hamilton for 2 seconds, please. It's like saying it all throughout the car, right?
Yeah. I know for me personally, like, I've never been attracted to comedians just because comedians are actually a lot darker than you think. But I also think that's very much a male side of comedy. I think male comedians are actually very depressed. But I think that a lot of female, I think all comedians in general actually go through a lot of, like, mental health issues. But I feel like more often than not, it's more accepted for women to be in somewhat of a positive space when they're trying to do comedy. And I think in some ways that's why it's not as respected, because it's not as hard. Even though I do think, like, it hits more with a female audience. But I feel like comedy in general, if it doesn't hit with a male audience, then it's not real comedy.
I don't think so. Right now is the best time, I think, in the comedic space. Like, you have comedian specials that, like, every girl's like, oh my god, did you see this special? It's so great, it's so this. And I'm like, you know what? I'll probably watch it.
About
and
a
not.
Woman?
It's a woman. Mm-hmm. It's Ali Wong's Netflix special. Mm-hmm. Everyone can't shut the hell up about it. And it's like, oh, it's very, like, blowjobs are dumb and, like, very, like, female, like, but real ass shit, and it's funny and that's great. And I'm not gonna run to my Netflix and watch it necessarily, because I can't relate to a lot of that. But even though I'm sure if I watch it, I'll enjoy myself, but I'm not gonna go for it and start watching. But there are comedians that I enjoy, and I feel like if you look at the scape of media now, they have I don't think there's ever an equal place at the table, but there's definitely hitters.
That's my thing, is that people say it's like the best time to be a comedian, and it's like, oh, we got two comedians versus the one that we usually get, and it's now the best time.
You're talking about, you got Bridesmaids. Why are you tripping for you?
How old is Bridesmaids?
You got freaking Ghostbusters.
Right.
Took that franchise. I don't know. I hear it all the time, though, so it's not like it's not a thing. It is a thing. Like, I think it is a thing. Like, it's consistently here, like, our funny women are, yeah, unattractive. I don't know. Because I try to think, like, okay, I follow a lot of mixed martial arts ladies. Mm-hmm. I think they're super hot and attractive. And they probably could beat my ass in a jiu-jitsu match, and that's my thing. And I, that kind of turns me on in a weird way. I don't know, that might be going through another sexual avenue. another like sexual space for me, but it's something I enjoy, and they're like professionals at it, and it turns me on. I would gladly be in the corner and root for my lady. I think it's super freaking hot to see them win something. I think you're visually seeing work ethic, that might be the case. Which, but I don't know why I don't. I mean, I'm not that crazy about the comedy and the laughing. I wish I could just pinpoint it, but I can't help but feel like it's as simple as guys are inferior, and it's something that they're, it's a space that they're used to having, and it's seen as threatening to them, even when they don't consciously know that. Like, I saw F is for Family, and great show. It's like a family set in the 70s. Mm. It's like Bill Burr's show, and their big issue, because they're going through some stuff, he lost his job, she had to sell like this contraption, these like plastic ware, and yeah, she was doing better than him, and they had all these issues, and they finally had to break it down, and then she, because they had a counselor, she forced him to go to the counselor, and then finally he opens up, he's like, because you're better than me. I'm the man, I'm the husband, I'm supposed to provide for this family, and you're better than me. And because he, like, screwed up some opportunity for her or something, yeah, some promotion or whatever else, because he was, like, felt inferior and
that's so emotional. Like, that's just crazy. Like, I hate feeling like, I feel like I get annoyed that women are seen as so overly emotional, when it's just like, no, like, I just want to nip shit in the bud, because I don't want some shit where it's, you're out here sabotaging me, and then we got to go get a counselor to get to the root of the fact that you just hating. But like, at the same time, like, I just don't, I still don't understand how we get seen as over-emotional for just wanting to nip shit. Because at the end of the day, it really is just about nipping shit in the bud.
I guess. I mean, yeah. It's the case where guys, I think, are used to dealing with not dealing. It's like they will have that shaky core and the deep belly of the sea of who they are, if it means they don't have to unpack it and deal with it, because they don't know how to. They weren't, like, they have no experience, like, whatsoever to how to talk like that. It's like my freaking stepdad and my mom. It's like my mom wants to do all this counseling and shit like that, but he's just kind of a duh. He's an old-school Mexican dude that lived in Northwest Indiana. You don't know how to talk about feelings and shit. How he shows love is fixing stuff. How he shows love is paying for the electric bill. Mm. And that's all he knows. And I kind of talked to my mom about it. It's like, yes, he deserves to, he needs to do a certain amount to please you, because he knows what you want and who you are, but at the end of the day, Mom, you married this guy who, we can have a conversation, because I'm different, but he's him. He works at a factory. After high school, he worked at just a factory his entire life. He doesn't have that background, so, I mean, in a way, you have to understand how he loves and how he deals with things, and it is frustrating, and it's dumb, and, yeah, that's understandable, but that's his way of showing love. And it's not about talking about emotions, because his dad never did it, and his dad before him never did it. And, you know, it's just the case where that's not, we don't know how to do those things. But I feel like, I'm saying, as a man, a man in his 20s living in Los Angeles in 2018, that I feel like us are a little better, especially when we go back home for the holidays, like our uncles and all that machismo and things like that. There is some progression with being open and talking about mental health and having these discussions. But it's just like all things. You're coming from this, like, ignorant lack of experience, education, openness, core of it, and you're trying to unravel that. And I think that takes time. And I think in a form of that is this simplicity of a woman being funny and it being unattractive. Because I need to puff my feathers and win you over. And this is one of the ways I'm doing it. And you can't do that to me.
But I think it's just like, I don't know, Because, like I said, like, I'm someone that, like, in some ways, like, I kind of, like, I like, having, like, I like it to be more of, like, a share in the power play rather than someone just, like, dominating in terms of like, hitting on me and, like, winning me, like, I'm a prize. Like, no, like, I think that it should be more of, like, a mutual vibing thing and more so, like, a going back and forth. But the other thing that you said that I wanted to touch on was just that, like, I hate feeling like this is always, like, oh, we don't know how to... What is that?
I got ink in my... pen broke in my pocket.
Oh.
God damn it. It gets fucking... How does it get everywhere?
My jeans about to be fucked up.
God damn it. Light wash, too.
Well, don't get it on my couch. Okay. But, it's really hard for me to hear this, oh, you know, like, we don't know how to process this, because I get that, but at the same time, like, you know, resources are available, like, you know, at a certain point, like, I just feel like there needs to be an encouragement, like, I just feel like there are too many men that are aware of the fact that they don't know how to process it, but then don't do anything about it, and I think that was also a point of tension in my last relationship, where it was, like, when things were really getting tough, that's when I could get this level of self-awareness out of him, where he's like, I know that I'm bad at talking about things. I know, blah, 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 blah. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. And then a week later, it'd be back to the same thing. Like, he's still doing the same thing. And I'm just like, all right, like, this is just...
Well, that's going to take time. I mean, step one is admitting the fact that you have a problem. And then eventual change. I mean, he's going to have to want to. That's one.
But that's
case
my
of
thing
it.
Is that I just don't feel like enough guys want to. Like, I feel like we're at the place now where guys are willing to acknowledge their flaws. But, like, how do we get to that point where y'all actually do something about it?
How about you take the L and hope better for the next generation? How about that? And leave us the fuck alone. How about that? Just be happy that I'm acknowledging the fact that I have a problem. No. And I'll see you next generation. Let's hope better for our kids.
This is why I'm going to be...
So I can watch my fucking TV and stop talking about your problem.
I'm going to be a cat lady. It's fine. Oh, my goodness.
But
cat lady with a vibrator, it'll be great.
There you go. I want sex robots. I'm all about that. I will gladly have my sex robot. I never have to deal with that. Set to stop talking about feelings mode. Engaged, Eli. There you go. Don't worry about it. I'm like, thank you. Thanks, Siri 2.0. I don't know. Yeah, sure. Sorry, Bailey. That's it. You're alone forever. Don't be funny anymore. Unless if you want to be if you want to have kids, stop making jokes. That's
no.
That's the end of it. Choose.
I think that's so frustrating because I don't. Again, like I don't necessarily. I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't consider myself a comedian in the slightest. So it's like a hard pool to relate to. But I do think that there is something to the fact, like, even when we look more in, like, a social way in terms of, like, how female and male dynamics are constructed in media, that it is, you know, very heavy-handedly that men get to be these characters that don't really know what they're doing, and it's funny, and women aren't. So I feel like maybe if we start there, because I just feel like media influences people so much more than people like to admit. And if we start with having, like, those Marge and Homer switches and stuff like that, then maybe we could see a tide shift. But I also think that there's more to dig out with this idea that, like, why men feel, like, and I think it definitely is a comedy-specific thing. I think that, sure, there are other avenues when it comes to, like, women out-earning men or stuff like that where I think men get threatened. I feel like it's job and career-related things when women make more money and when women are funnier, mm-hmm. that those are two spaces in which, like, men just flip the fuck out.
It might be a sense of, like something as simple as height. Like if you're taller than me, and that makes me feel lame because, like, the way the world perceives me is that. But you could tell me, like, oh, it's okay, I don't care. It's like, yeah, but I feel like you would prefer me to be tall. I mean, that's, we all know, we live in this world, we play the same rules. I mean, traditionally, you know, I should be taller than you, and I feel a little.
But see, that's the thing. It's like if a woman has told you, because the other thing is that I feel like that's men like mansplaining my attraction to you. It's like, no, 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 you can't be with me. Like society says you're supposed to like taller men, and it's like, but if I'm saying no, like I like you for who you are, and you're like, no, this isn't gonna work because I should be taller. It's like, so then, what the fuck? Like my feelings just don't matter in any of this.
No, it does. It because guys like that are only going to listen to themselves. They're not going to listen to the other person. It's like that picture of the baseball player interviewing with the lady who was taller than him. Mm-hmm. He like stepped on like a box that made him taller. Like that was just like people like just meme the hell out of it. Just like you know, the fragile masculinity in one photo because he had to step on this box to be taller than the reporter when the camera angle was set up. Mm. Like that was the hilarious thing about that. And
well, it's funny because I think guys care so, guys think that we care about so much shit that we just don't care about. Like
height and dicks and stuff? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, dicks to a degree, but like.
There you go, exactly. Exactly. I'm not dating you. We're not going to prom. No. Yo, fuck that.
But like, for the most part, like, I don't care as much as you think. Like, if anything, I think that I care just because I know that y'all care a lot. Like, but I think that on a grand scale of things, like, I'm just out here trying to make sure I get paid equally. That's all I really give a fuck about. Sure. Like,
you want the great dick and you want all the monies and
stop telling me what
you
I want
all these things. No, I don't know.
Yeah, this was a very interesting discussion. We appreciate you, Bailey, for bringing it up, just because I do think that it's something that more people... I'd be curious to hear how other people think about funny women and if they feel like... Like, have you ever dated someone that was funnier than you?
Or that you think... I'm pretty fucking funny. I don't know. That's hard. I'm just kidding.
Right,
I'm kidding.
Right.
I'm kidding. I know. Eye rolls like across America. No, did I date anyone that's funny? Let me think. Let's go down the Rolodex. Don't think so, because I feel like at a certain point, personalities attract personalities for a certain reason, where, I feel like, based off, once again, my own insecurity, I'm not working with much, so I utilize my charm and comedic timing. So I pride myself on that, where, like I said before, if ladies laugh at my jokes, we're going to get along just fine. So that's the relationships I end up in, where they think I'm that funny guy, and I like to be in that space because that makes me feel valued.
And, but my thing is, let's say the girl doesn't even think you that funny, though, and she's
then
just
we
laughing.
Wouldn't be together.
No, but I'm just saying, like, to your degree, like, if you're the most important thing to you is that she laughs, but let's say she doesn't even genuinely care, she just laughs to laugh because that's how society has prepped her.
Oh, I think that was probably my ex, and I knew this wasn't gonna work out. I was like, are you really laughing or not really? Yeah, I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm like, you ain't really laughing. I'm like, you don't really think I'm funny. Because, I mean, that's what's important to me, whatever. But no, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, it's like, why would, don't fucking laugh then. I need to know what if my material's working or not so that I could go back to the drawing board. But I dated someone who didn't think I was funny at all, and that sucked. Like, it was...
Well, yeah, I mean, I can imagine how that would suck for anyone. But I think that's where it's hard because I feel like, to Bailey's point, it feels like she can only really, like, I don't know. I think it's just that, like, she can only really be with guys that just don't think she's funny, or that at a certain degree she has to, like, tone down her funniness to get them intrigued in her.
I mean, you got to be inspired by the people that made it, the Amy Poehler and all these other women that are with somebody and they're comedians. And it might be within that space, that industry that you guys could build together. Like, I know what you go through and that's hot to me. Like, I probably need to date someone in the industry because their opinions validate what I'm doing and I could validate them and I see how hard and what that life is like and that is, I get it. Maybe that's why those UFC chicks are super sexy and I'm all about it. Also, if anyone is a mixed martial arts lady, DM me. I will be sure to respond. Let's go on a date.
Oh my goodness.
That's super hot. If you know jiu-jitsu and can kick someone in the head, holler at me, fam. All about that. So that might be the case. This is my space and my lane and, because that's the thing. I mean, even if the lady I'm with is
a dope filmmaker, director, I'm going to feel a little insecure because then I feel like she's not going to like me anymore because I'm not as successful as her. But I think I could deal with it. It's definitely a thought that would cross my mind.
Well, I just think it's interesting that there are so many other avenues in which you're okay with your partner being better than you at than comedy, even though comedy isn't technically, like, you're not a comedian.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of my friends that are, like, pride themselves at, like, personalities. Like, they're just big personalities. It might be the case where the big personalities turn me off. Mm. Like, I don't like big personalities. I like personality, but I don't like big personality. Because I think I've always been the bigger personality, maybe.
You like being the bigger personality in your relationships.
Yes. I will get bored if the other person, like, talks too much. Or if the other person dominates the conversation. I'm not saying I dominate the conversation, but if you're the type of person that needs to, like, always throw in bits out and stuff. Like, I've been on some dates with girls that are comedic that want to put their two cents in every line or throw out bits and all that, and then I'll go back and forth with them, and then it gets exhausting. And then it's like, okay, someone is going to be that person in this relationship. Mm. And I'm that person. So it's like, it's two A-type people trying to be together.
You're saying it's the balance thing. So the energy can be too off. So you like a yin and yang.
The yin and yang.
Because that person will just take it.
Yes.
And it'll bounce off versus, like, another person, like, the energy literally never dies.
Yeah, it's like, da, da, da. It never dies. You need that yin and yang. And maybe it's the case where if you are that person who has that personality to crack the jokes, to be that, you need that yang of a person who needs that, who needs you and needs that personality in order to balance themselves out, and you need them to balance yourself out. And I think that's been the most successful success I had in my relationships, was that balance of the yin and yang. Because you always go on, like, oh, we go on vacation and she's the planner and then I'm the one that's like, let's just live, fam. Kind of like all the people
I feel
we
like
talk to.
You live in a world of just, like, stereotypical roles that
what are you talking
fill.
About? I think, like, it's natural.
She's
we interviewed
the planner and she's the this and that.
We interviewed, like, the first winner, and it was the exact relationship. The yin and yang is a thing.
I mean, I do think the yin and yang is a thing. I just feel like there are these very, like, prescribed boxes that you have for certain, but, you know, I don't want to go that deep into that.
I'm just saying, it's all about the yin and yang. I'm going to play yin yang twins on this episode just for that case.
Oh my God.
Because it's all about the yin and yang.
I don't think that I would I don't know. I feel like I just want somebody with a good sense of humor, but whether or not you're super funny doesn't really matter to me. If anything, like you said, I think it just gets exhausting. I mean, the other thing, too, is that everyone has such different senses of humor. So I'm curious as to I don't know, because I feel like her question was just more so that, like, in general, when she's tried to date, she just hasn't found success, especially, like, letting them know that she's funny. Because I was going to say, maybe it's one of those things where, like, you would want to try dating someone, or you might have more success dating someone with a similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Sense of humor is very important. Like, even if you're not a funny or try to be a funny person, you vibe with the person based off sense of humor. I think that's crucial in a relationship in general. You can't make a joke, say something stupid. Because all your best friends have the same sense of humor, generally speaking. Like, you guys laugh and crack up and joke about stupid inside jokes. And that's what you want in a relationship. You're trying to find a best friend that you could put your thing inside. And that's just what it is, where it's like, you don't have to be two funny people or whatever else. You just need a vibe on the same sense of humor. And that's the most important thing. But also, I think funny women, like, if we're all going out to dinner and you're trying to crack jokes about things, it's not common. You're not used to it. As a guy, I'm not used to this. This is different. It's just a different thing. And I think through society and shit, where you would get used to that. So when you hit us with this, I'm like, whoa, you're making jokes about the spoons being small, huh? I don't know.
But I do think, to the other side, too, like, I think there's, like, you know, you have mentioned before, like, it's important to you that your partner laughs at your jokes. But I do think on the female side of it, like, there is a pressure of feeling like you need to, like, gratify his ego by laughing. And it's just like, because sometimes, like, my boyfriend would do, like, I just kind of got to the point where I was like, I'm not laughing. If I don't think it's funny, like, I'm not laughing. And, like, I mean, you know, and he would have his days where he was good. And then there were days where I'm just like, no. But like, I do think that this topic, I think, definitely hit a nerve, and I definitely think it's something that I would love to hear more about from commenters with their dating experiences and relationships, about whether or not they felt like being the funnier one as a female in the relationship put a strain on it or made it feel weird. Because, yeah, I definitely think that they're... I just think it's weird that guys feel entitled to occupy that space more.
Yeah.
And that it should definitely be more of a back and forth. Like, I don't even think I recognized how much my boyfriend... Just because I was willingly gonna hand it over, like, I'm just like, I'm not gonna... I don't try to be funny.
Right.
So... Yeah, thank you so much for this amazing conversation topic, Bailey. We really appreciate this.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hopefully you got something out of it. Once again, you can possibly have your topic be told on an episode of Real Talk Love Therapy as well with a $10 contribution to that Patreon. Ying Yang Twin song.
Oh, my Lord.
And all those things. But thank you so much, Bailey. This is a great topic. And keep on keeping on.
Yes. And another shout out to Rosario and Patrick. You guys are amazing. And thank you so much for helping us keep Real Talk Love Therapy alive with your very generous contributions.
Yay, yay.